Hey guys, it's Jade back again with the Witches Lounge podcast. I do not know, excuse me, what direction this is going in. I was writing a bit in my Book of Shadows, which I do frequently, and I came across a page that I felt compelled to share. I'm not really sure where it came from. I'm not sure if I wrote it. A lot of stuff I have written myself in my Book of Shadows. Other things I have found online. I have found in different books that I've studied over the years. I do have a pretty hefty Book of Shadows. So if by chance this is someone else's work, I am not by any means trying to take credit, but I do feel compelled to share this with you guys. So the title page says Secret Solitary Oaths. As a lone witch, one does not lead others. They shall find their way on their path, on their own path, excuse me. If ours shall pass, so be it. No witch shall be created from another. All souls are equal, yet some lean on the dark, causing hurt and turmoil to be all around. To avoid such happenings, one shall tread lightly until the light within is proven. My vow. Love shall not be sacrificed at the hand of magic, not my own love, nor the love or free will of another. My vow is to not interfere with love. It is a magic all its own, not to be reckoned with. Forgiveness. It doesn't involve magic. One must earn forgiveness through redemption, love, and good deeds. There will be one day, one time, when magic might be the only hope. At this time, the spell shall be written, then destroyed. The force shall be most powerful, holding on will only weaken it. My oaths as above, as well as the witch's common etiquette, harm none, eightfold law, karma, always learn. One must understand cursing in order to know how to heal. Darkness surrounds you. Don't let it wander within you. As above, so below. As within, so without. There is no right or wrong way to be a witch. Traditions may hold conflict. Magic does not. That is an oath I took many, many years ago. It has been added to, I can tell, because of the different penmanship. But like I said, I felt compelled to share. That is an excerpt from my Book of Shadows. The next page immediately after that is something that I for sure wrote. And I'm also going to share that with you guys. Here goes. Your presence fills me with the void of your death. I feel you with me, completing your time here. The time that was shortened by a fate that was unknown. Oh, how fate cannot be changed. I hear your whispers as soft as the wind, breezing past me as a reminder of who you are, a spirit that loves, one that's flames burn bright even beyond the grave. It is known that you are here. I welcome you so that I won't be plagued by my own madness. I embrace you. I carry you with me, holding you dear to my heart, hoping that one day that your gifts what the dark will be accepted by the light. Blessed are those who believe. And on that note, I'm going to end this. It is super quick. And like I said, there's not really a reason for this episode, nor does it have any direction. I just wanted to share that with you guys because it is pretty personal to me. And this podcast gets more and more personal as we go along. So I hope you folks enjoyed it. And I will be back soon with another episode. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.